I think if you want to overreact to the 40-yard throw today, guys, it's been a long-ass 2 years. And what I think is interesting is I don't feel like the Watson stuff. I mean, it's ebbed and flowed.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel like anything has changed any of the circumstances. It's like the Watson wars are dormant to some degree, but at any point...
The Watson wars.
It's a real thing.
I know it is.
And these two things have kind of gone hand in hand. And, like, listen, I truly understand. I can't say I understand. I've never been accused of what Deshaun was accused of, sued for, and suspended for. But I can empathize with how he feels after 2 years if he feels like he hasn't been given a chance to defend himself. I also feel like if you need to defend yourself, I think maybe it's telling us that you haven't moved on from the thing.
Yeah, and that's a little alarming because that makes you think that it's still up there.
And
that's going to be on your mind, weighing on you throughout not just this season, but your career.
And I want to make it clear that I don't want this to come off as just another criticism of Deshaun. Because, and to some degree, it's low-hanging fruit. And the whole conversation, dude, we get to a point where we almost need somebody to come out and read minutes. So we can have like a perfect synopsis. We need like a 5-minute rejoinder every single time for every single bit. Because if you leave one piece out, you're anti. Listen, I understand why Deshaun and his people think, and his camp
people
think that this whole thing hasn't been fair. At the same point, dude, there's been 2 years here. I was thinking about this today because we talk all the time about the what if, the negative what if. Like, well, what if he doesn't play this year? Are you going to move on? We had two guests yesterday say, if he didn't stay healthy, if he didn't play well, you got to move on. Or at the very least, you got to bring in like something credible for the future to give yourself a chance to grow this
thing. Yeah, like what is that? What does that look like?
Yeah, which, I mean, that could entail a first-round pick, all these kind of things. At the same point, you know another fairly uncomfortable conversation that I don't think we've had at all because we've just been mired in the Watson wars.
The Watson wars.
Which is, are you going to have complicated feelings if the Browns won the Super Bowl with Deshaun this year? Now, I'm not saying you're going to have complicated feelings about the Browns winning the Super Bowl, but Deshaun being the face of that, I do think there are people in town that still have complicated feelings on that. I have a friend who's also in media, and we were talking the other day, and they said to me, I think it'd be the funniest thing if you won the Super Bowl this year, but it was Jameis Winston that won the Super Bowl for you. Now, I could point out...
I mean, I could certainly see that.
Well, but I there's some blind spots in there that Jameis has also had a sordid history with some very serious legal wranglings, but that didn't wash up on our shores. You know, like the Deshaun thing, we got Deshaun mired in the midst of that. There was no, we're going to Heisman that because you had to own it as part of this trade. You had to make some sort of moral sacrifice to embrace this trade. Oh, well, I don't condone that, but I get why they made the trade,
at the time, just didn't really look at much of the details, you know, what was going on behind the scenes.
I think a fair amount of people didn't do that because it asks a lot of tough questions. But I'll be honest with you, dude. I think there's been a massive missed opportunity by Deshaun the last 2 years. And I think Xavier P talked about, imagine what it's like to not be able to defend yourself for that long. I'd probably ask Deshaun, getting back to that mindset of, one, why do you think you need to defend yourself? And that gets back into the idea of the victim thing. But here's the thing, dude. I'll have complicated feelings if they win a Super Bowl with Deshaun this year, specific to this year, because it's short order. It's going to go, he can play. Oh, hot damn, he can really play. Oh, man, we're going to the Super Bowl. We just won one. That is a remarkably short turnaround if you still have complicated feelings on Deshaun. But, dude, I got to tell you, it's not about the suspension. It's not about the allegations. It's about what Deshaun has done since he's been here. And to his credit, we haven't had any allegations. And to his credit, we've seen him at, you know, 7-on-7 camps, and we have seen him at high school camps and stuff like that. But we're 2 years in, and there's at no point have I ever felt like I got to know Deshaun. And that is a huge missed opportunity. And I want to make it clear, this is not a criticism of Deshaun. It is an observation that if you really wanted to, because really at the basis of, I haven't been able to defend myself, is you feel misunderstood. Instead of engaging on, I got to block out the BS and I don't give two bleeps what people say, which absolutely indicates that you hear the noise and it does bug you. Instead of that, which is a defensive status, you don't have to forget it. You can put it down. You can say, I cannot change how I have been perceived. I cannot change the things that I have been accused of, I was suspended for, and I mean, was sued for.
He did something, and it was whatever it was, crime or not, it was a egregious behavior that he was suspended for. And like, there's barely been nothing. And I don't think there will be.
Well, but I think that's the missed opportunity.
Because he can't look himself in the mirror and just humble yourself enough to it for one moment and just do that. Because clearly you did something wrong.
But let's look at it.
It's not our job to judge, you know, how wrong it was, whatever. But it was a distraction, and you brought it on yourself.
In fairness, a lot of people have not gone after Deshaun consistently. Because here's the thing. You have to separate Cleveland media from social media. Just because somebody says they're in the media and they have a social media account does not mean they're a part of... Hey, I've got a YouTube channel. And by the way, I'm not trying to take a shot at anybody who is not part of traditional media. Because honestly, they open up more spaces for us if we decide to leave traditional media.
For sure.
So I really am not trying to take a shot. But my point is, within there, if you work here, within radio, there's a difference between working here and working in some place that ain't a sports talk station and talking about Deshaun. Same thing goes with a YouTube channel. There are very credible, really well done YouTube channels. There's also guys that don't have any media training that are out here trying to break in a space. If you treat them the same, it's not the same damn thing. If you treat both of those, well, but this guy, okay, but what are his qualifications? What has he done? Like, how is that guy's voice equal to anybody who has had a 2-year running show that is done every day and does a damn good job? What, like, for Deshaun to truly be embraced in this town, I know winning is a huge thing. I know it is. And I can understand the importance of that. So is putting down the last 2 years and finding a way to show us who you really are, who you claim to be. I can't take your word for it that you're a good guy. I can't take Dabo Swinney's word that you're a good guy, because I don't know either of you from Adam. And now that it's 2 years in, I still don't know you. And when you go and do a podcast with Quincy Avery, I don't have a beef with Quincy. I know several people have. I don't have a beef with Quincy. But that's I'm circling the wagons. I'm going to have this podcast with him, and he's not going to push me. He's not going to ask me anything different because he's on the damn payroll. What can I discover about you, truthfully, in that? I can't. It's nothing against Quincy. Mm-hmm. And by the way, when Quincy, who speaks for you, is out there battling people and making you look bad, that does have repercussions in a town like this. So at this point, dude, I don't know what happened before he got here, but I do know what has happened since he's been here. And it's been more defensiveness than it's been, hey, who's the real Deshaun? It should not. This is not, dude, this is PR 101. If you would like me to stop talking about that other thing, show me who you are.
Yep.
If you are a good guy, I want to see that you're a good guy. I want to be able to make my own opinion on you so I'm not relying on secondhand information, because we're not going to trust it, because if you ain't from here, we're only going to give you so much credence. So I can understand, I can empathize with maybe how Deshaun feels, but you're never, winning's going to go far for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But those people who said, I'm not a Browns fan until he's gone, you're never going to reach him just by playing good football. The only way you're going to reach him is by showing us who you really are, who you say that you really are. And that is something that they've not been willing to do, or that maybe they don't really want to do, because it's a little bit easier to just stick in your own spot and say, well, it's the media's fault, or it's social media's fault, or I was taken out of context.